Left. Left. Hip, two, three, four. Hip, two, three, four. Left. Hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, he's our king.
We love Yahweh, he's our king.
To his glory we now sing.
To his glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, two, three, four, hip. Hip, two, three, four, hip.
This is your wake-up call. I'm Pastor Steve, and this wake-up call show is for the 9th of February, 2017. Exciting times. A lot of stuff going on. I'll get into that after the sermon, which will have to do with that. It'll all tie in, as it usually does. I want to set this show up here with some scripture verses. Now, we are Israel. That name comes from number 8280 in the Hebrew, Sarah. To prevail, to have power as a prince. And the word El means a divine being or God. So it's Israel. 3478 means we will prevail or overcome. You understand? Overcome. Now, in the book of Revelations, chapter 2, verse 7, it says, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the assemblies. To him who overcomes," that is Israel, "I shall give to eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of Elohim." All right, that's Israel. Verse 9 says, "I know your works and pressure and poverty, yet you are rich, and the blasphemy of those who say they are Yahudim and are not, but are a congregation of Satan." You understand? Congregation of Satan, synagogue. Congregation of Satan. Verse 10. "Do not be afraid of what you are about to suffer. See, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison in order to try you, and you shall have pressure 10 days. Be trustworthy until death, and I shall give you the crown of life." Verse 11, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the assemblies." That's the assemblies of true Israel. "He who overcomes," got it? "He who overcomes," that's Israel, "shall by no means be harmed by the second death." Again, verse 17 of chapter 2. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the assemblies. To him who overcomes, Israel, I shall give some of the hidden manna to eat, and I shall give him a white stone, and on the stone a renewed name written, which no one knows except him who receives it. Israel means to overcome with El. He who overcomes. That's Israel. Search the words. That's Nikaho. Nikaeo. That's overcome, subdues. Verse 26 of chapter 2. And he who overcomes and guards my work until the end. In other words, those who keep the law. To him I shall give authority over the nations. You will rule. You will overcome. You will prevail without. We will be the administrator. It's 17 times in the book of Revelations that this is used. 17 times. So that is who we are. We are the overcomers. You understand, Israel? That's who we are, and that is who they were speaking to in the book of Revelations, those who overcome. Israel. He who prevails with El, and prevails equals overcomes. You overcome the adversary. We are watching today as the adversary is crumbling. And the title of this sermon is The Mighty Are Falling. Now, just this week, we've seen some astounding developments. Things are heating up out there. I will get to that in just a little bit, as soon as I am finished with this sermon. Let me clear my pipes and get a drink of root beer, and I'll be right back. I'm recording this on Wednesday night because I want to give the full week to gather all the current events that are going on out in the world today. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, are they piling on. I want to read about the adversary right here. I have never just read this outright in preaching mode. I've done some dissertations on it, but never just really let fly, and I'm about to let fly. Now, I'm going to be reading from the Scriptures by the Institute for Scripture Research. You can follow along in your King James. It's very, very similar. Or whatever version you're doing, we are studies in. So, hang on, folks. This is the book of Obadiah. And may the Holy Spirit be with me as I read. Praise Yahweh. The vision of Obadiah. This is what the Master Yahweh said concerning Edom. We have heard a report from Yahweh, and a messenger has been sent among the nations, saying, Arise and let us rise up against her for battle. See, I have made you small among the nations. You are greatly despised. The pride of your heart has deceived you, and you who dwell in the clefts of the rock, whose dwelling is high, who say in your heart, "Who shall bring me down to the ground?" Though you rise high as the eagle, and though you set your nest among the stars, from there I shall bring you down, declares Yahweh. If thieves came to you, if robbers by night, how ruined you would have been. Would they not steal till they had enough? If grape gatherers had come to you, would they not leave gleanings? How Esau shall be searched out. His hidden treasures shall be sought out. All your allies shall send you forth to the border. Your friends shall deceive you and overpower you. They make your bread a snare under you without you discerning it. In that day, declares Yahweh, I shall destroy the wise men from Edom and discernment from the mountains of Esau. And your mighty men shall be discouraged, O Teman, so that everyone from the mountains of Esau is cut off by slaughter because of your violence against your brother, Jacob. Let shame cover you, and you shall be cut off forever. In the day that you stood on the other side, in the day that strangers took captive his wealth, when foreigners enter his gates and cast lots for Yerushalayim, you also were like one of them. And you should not have looked on your brother's day in the day of his estrangement, nor rejoiced over the children of Yehuda in the day of their destruction, nor made your mouth great in the day of distress. Nor have entered the gate of my people in the day of their calamity, nor looked down on their evil in the day of their calamity, nor have seized their wealth in the day of their calamity, nor have stood at the parting of the way to cut off his fugitives, nor handed over his survivors in the day of distress. For the day of Yahweh is near upon all the nations. As you have done, it shall be done to you. Your reward shall come back on your own head. For as you have drunk on my set-apart mountain, so do all the nations drink continually, and they shall drink and shall swallow, and they shall be as though they had never been. But on Mount Zion there shall be an escape, and they shall be set apart. And the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. And the house of Jacob shall be a fire, and the house of Yosef a flame, but the house of Esau for stubble. And they shall burn among them, and they shall consume them, so that no survivor is left of the house of Esau, for Yahweh has spoken. And they shall possess the south with the mountains of Esau, and low country with the Philistines. And they shall possess the fields of Ephraim, and the fields of Shomeron, and Binyamin with Gilead. And the exiles of this host of the children of Israel possess that of the Canaanites as far as Sarephath, and the exiles of Yerushalayim who are in Sepharad possess the cities of the south. And saviors shall come to Mount Zion to judge the mountains of Esau, and the rain shall belong to Yahweh. Amen and amen, thus saith the word. Who is small among the nations and greatly despised? is not the Antichrist Zionist Jew. They are hated across the planet. Verse 6, his hidden treasures shall be sought out. They're exposing all their scams and the bribery. And all the wealth that they have accumulated is being made known to the people. The people know that they own the news media. Verse 8, I shall destroy the wise men from Edom. Are not the libtard people running around like chickens with their head cut off? And now that Edom is being exposed, are not they going absolutely ballistic and in full panic mode and making mistake after mistake and after mistake? And all their military might, verse 9, and your mighty men shall be discouraged, O Tamon. He was a duke of Edom, okay? The chief duke. So that everyone from the mountains of Esau is cut off by slaughter. The day is coming for the final pogrom when Yeshua Messiah returns. Read 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 6 through 10. Why? Because of your violence against your brother Jacob, let shame cover you, and you shall be cut off forever. Be cut off forever means to be destroyed. Edom has hated Jacob because Edom was foolish and sold their birthright and despised it, held it in low esteem. And because they gave up that birthright, they also gave up the right to the blessing which Yahweh engineered for Jacob to receive. And they have hated him ever since. As I said, the house of Esau is going to be a stubble. The house of Jacob shall be a fire, and the house of Joseph a flame. Ephraim and Manasseh. No survivor is left of the house of Esau, for Yahweh has spoken. Stubble, burning, tares, bound and burned. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 6. Through 10. Current events this week back all of this up. We are watching the financial empire of the children of the adversary, the serpent seed, the serpent race. Their empire is crumbling. Falling apart on them. Entire nations are defaulting on their debt. They are desperately panicking and trying to silence us that tell the truth, especially Christian Identity. They are manipulating YouTube, TalkShoe, Google, Yahoo. All the sites that they own, they're starting to censor. They couldn't get the law passed in Congress, but because they are private entities and own, literally own, part of the internet, they're starting to censor the internet to suit themselves. The mighty are falling. They're in panic mode. Why, if they're so mighty, why are they so afraid? Why are they afraid of the truth? Because the truth exposes them for what they are. Now, there was a notification. I'm recording this on Wednesday night to give the full week for current affairs. And Jeff Sessions has been confirmed by the Senate. Hillary Clinton was detained at the D.C. airport and prohibited from getting on a plane to go to Bahrain, which has no extradition treaty with the United States. Why would she want to flee to a non-extradition country if she's not involved in anything? They were waiting for Jeff Sessions to be confirmed. There's going to be, according to what they say, now it hasn't come to pass yet, and I always doubt. Until it comes to pass, it's not real. They say they're going to prosecute all these pizzagaters. They're cleaning house in the FBI. They're cleaning house in the Secret Service. They're getting rid of the traitors. They fired that so-called attorney general that was left over from the Obama-Lama ding-dong administration. Now you're going to have Jeff Sessions come in, and he's a Trumpy, and these people are panicking with a list of the arrests that they're going to make. They were waiting till they got the prosecutor in place. Now they've got him. Now look out. Heads are going to roll, I hope. I pray that they clean this up, these horrible, horrible people. They have thought as the mighty in the in club, the in crowd, that they were absolutely beyond touch. Couldn't touch them. We can do what we want. Well, they have been able to for some time. Have they not? They have gouged and bled us dry with their usury. They have poisoned us by putting stuff in the air, water, and soil. Genetically modified foods. Walmart is trying to put all the little guys in the dairy business out of business. I mean, I go around and I take everything with a grain of salt because sometimes people go a little overboard and they get a little too excited and they expand on things. But this is just what's going down. They're panicking. The corporations are panicking. Who runs and owns the corporations? Serpent race. What are they going to do? Because they're rioting over Trump. What are they going to do if Hillary gets locked up? What are they going to do if she gets indicted? All these faggots in Washington, and the pedophiles and the sickos that have been so secure. I think a bunch of them are going to fall on their sword. And in short, I think there's going to be some suicides over this. Bill is singing like a choir all about Hillary to the feds, to save his own backside. She didn't really think he was going to be loyal. I hope she wasn't that naive, but she's been pretty naive, pretty foolish through this whole deal. And it is an end to her delusion when she tried to step onto that private jet and the people stepped in front of her and says, "No, Ms. Clinton, I'm sorry, but it would be best if you didn't leave town." Oh, boy. Because she looks like death warmed over lately anyway. Bill's evidently got AIDS. And I'm sure he's taken every drug under the sun to try to stop that. It's not going to do him any good. But can you imagine what she looked like when they stopped her at that airplane? Can you just imagine the look on her face? When she thought that with all that Clinton Foundation money, she could just go and somebody stepped up in front of her and said, "No." She hasn't heard that word for a long time. No. Full panic mode. Pizzagate has taken on a life of its own. It's out. Still the mainstream media, the Jews media, won't touch it. They still won't report on it. What are they going to do when they start making these arrests? They're not going to be able to avoid it. It is going to hit like an atom bomb. It's going to go viral. It already has on the internet. You can't trust the mainstream media for anything except lies, and that includes Fox News. They're not touching this. You're not going to hear the truth from Alex Jones, because he's a Jew or controlled by a Jew. The company he works for that owns his show is Jewish owned. I worry about Trump, whether he's going to go through with a lot of things, because he has surrounded himself, like every other president, for a long time, he's got Jews all over the place. So they may let him take down a few to make it look like he's really doing something. They're going to throw Hillary under the proverbial bus. She's toast. She thought she was it. And now she is it. Tag, you're it. Go directly to jail. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Remember all the bumper stickers and signs, "Hillary for prison"? You might want to get those out and put those in your front yard again. Always remember, he who laughs last, laughs best. The attack on the liberal news media in retaliation for their constant, unending barrage against Donald Trump is going to destroy them. They have lost credibility anyway. And they are going to further lose credibility. They have been caught in so many lies. And the truther sites are so prolific everybody and their brother-in-law is on the internet looking at stuff. Now, some of the sites are pretty iffy. Okay, ha-ha. But a lot of them are real deadly serious, and they have documented stuff. And they're infiltrating, trying to put out fake stuff to discredit the alternative news media. It's not working. Too much documentation, they're too late. They blew it. It's gonna blow up like a bombshell. And you're going to watch, I think, this is only an opinion, that some of these people are going to have to get on board with some of this stuff. Because they're in business to make money, and if nobody is watching any of their stuff, which is the case now, they're going to lose money. Speaking of money. Money, 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 money. Who won the Super Bowl? Why? The Jews won. What? You realize what they get per minute for those ads? Did you look at the ads? I turned the Super Bowl off before the end of the first quarter because I could not stand what I was seeing. I cannot have that devilishness come into my eyes. Henry Ford is rolling over in his grave because of the mixed race couple in the Ford ad. They started the whole thing out with an honorarium to all the black NFL stars over all the years that went to black universities. Biased, 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 biased. To heck with a white man, let's just all black. Black, 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 black. Now they've made a racial thing over it because the Patriots beat the Atlanta Falcons. I don't know the score because they didn't watch. I don't care. I don't care about watching a bunch of large Negroes play with the ball. Excuse me. But I have no enthusiasm for that. But I watched enough just to confirm my reasons in my mind why I shouldn't bother watching. It looked like a Tarzan movie with only a few white people. Now, it used to be it was all black mobs. Can you imagine what that locker room smelled like? Hoo-wee! Some people will compromise everything they believe in for money. They sell their soul. Oh yeah, we all get along, I bet you do, for a couple of $1 million a year. But they couldn't even buy me off for that. I wouldn't want anything to do with them, no matter what they paid me. Who owns all this media that promotes all the sports? Who are the owners behind the scenes? Who owns and controls all the corporations that put ads out on the internet? And they vied with one another through the whole game for political correctness in their advertising. They even had transgender stuff putting that in, and gay this and gay that and diversity and just enough to make you vomit. My question is to the white people that sat through that, what has happened to our sense of morality that we will allow that kind of garbage into our home just because it's a sport? Where do we just leave off with our principles and just say, well, it's football. Well, no, it's not football. It's promotion by the devil's children of race mixing and queerdom and all this other evil. And we allow this evil to go on and go on into our homes in the name of football. And football is only a tip of the iceberg. It's every day. Well, you got to go along to get along. No, you don't. Scripture says you are to come out from among them, not just the Judeo-Christian churches, but among their from their Babylonian system, and you are to be separate. Again, who are you going to choose? I choose Yahweh first. I wanted to see something so I could have a formulation for this show. I wanted to watch just enough of it that I could really pick it apart. And I did. I turned it off before the end of the first quarter. There was no score yet. I couldn't watch anymore. It would make me ill. Physically make me ill because it hurt my spirit. The Holy Spirit that was in me was rebelling against having that image thrust upon me by these wicked purveyors of sin. Sin, Israel, that's what it is. It's purveying, marketing, promoting sin. Oh, but it's football. It's sin. If you have to put up with that much sin in order to watch a so-called sport, what is wrong with your moral compass? Oh, I love football. I love Yahweh. Because of the baggage that goes along with the football game, I hate football. There will be none of that when Yeshua returns. Got it? That whole demonstration on the devil vision is against Yahweh. And if you are offended because you love football more than Yahweh, then that's just too bad. It is time for Israel to straighten up and boycott these things. Boycott every advertiser on that show. Every one of them. You're gonna have to stand up sometime, Israel. You're gonna have to stand up. You cannot be in this world and of this world and of the kingdom at the same time. You're gonna have to get off the fence. There's a line there. If you cross the line, you're on the wrong side. Now I know this is going to anger some people, but that's tough toenails. I'm not here to be popular. I'm here to exhort to righteousness my brothers and sisters in Israel. We are permitting sin in our lives. When we permit things like this to occur, I take the garbage out of my home and throw it down the trash chute. I don't want to have something in my house that pumps garbage in it. And what I saw, even through the little bit of internet that I watched of that football, showed me that it was pure satanic garbage being pumped out. The whole event promotes race mixing. All the ads promote perversion, diversity, transgenderism, all the things that Yahweh hates. Shame! When are you gonna make a stand? You can't have one foot in the world and one foot in the kingdom. You're gonna have to choose. I'm sorry if I've hurt feelings, but I don't feel that feelings are important. I think that obeying the law of Yahweh and rejecting sin is important. And what occurred on that devil vision was sinful. All the way. No redeeming qualities. Doesn't matter whether there was a white quarterback. To see the white quarterback, you had to wade through the swamp of cesspool that the Jews put on the television in the method of their ads and the promotion by the NFL of black, 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 black. The white Israelites need to say, black my patootie. I'm not watching these niggers play with a ball. Stinky, greasy, dreads, gold teeth, monkey ball. And you want to watch that white man? My white brother, you think that is entertainment? Oh yeah, but there is no but. You cannot have shades of gray when it comes to sin. You're gonna have to reject it or accept it. And so many people have accepted what was going on that devil vision. It makes me so sad. I grieve for my people that they will lower themselves to that level for entertainment. You would have been much better off shutting that devil vision off and studying Scripture. You would have come out way ahead. What you see and what you hear goes into your mind. What you saw and what you heard wasn't a football game. It was the promotion of sin by the devil's children that own the corporation, that own the networks, that put it in front of you. More deception by the mighty that are falling to deceive the elect of Israel. You're running out of time, brothers and sisters. You're gonna have to make a positive final choice. Because Yeshua Messiah has warned us, if you are lukewarm, I will spew you out. Who you gonna serve? What word are you gonna listen to? You gonna listen to the words of the devil's children on the devil vision? Or are you gonna listen to the word of Yahweh through the Holy Spirit? Oh, I can hear the grinding of teeth out there now. Who does he think he is? I think I'm called to preach. That's who I think I am. And the Holy Spirit backs me up. And if I anger a bunch of people because I'm telling the truth, then I must be doing something right. You don't catch flack unless you're over the target. What I saw of the little bit of that first quarter of that game and what went with it, the baggage that it carried, was pure satanic evil. A promotion by the serpent seed of sin to beguile and deceive and lie to the sons and daughters of Israel. That's what I saw. And if you didn't see that, and you sat through that, you've got a vision problem. You've got something clouding your vision, and the Holy Spirit is not speaking to you strong enough to make you turn that garbage off. I'm sorry if I offend you, but I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to tell you the truth, and the truth often is unpleasant, but it doesn't make it less the truth. You cannot make a covenant or compromise with the children of the devil. You cannot say in your heart, oh, it's only football. It's not just the football. It's the whole package that you have to listen to in order to get to the football. They use the football as a little carrot in front of the horse. Oh, you can't watch this football game unless you sit through all this garbage. Unless we push sin on you every couple of minutes and charge the companies that are doing it big bucks, and if their ads don't meet our specifications for the promotion of our agenda, you're not going to see that ad. They're going to show you only what they pick and choose. And what they pick and choose is the most hardcore sinfulness that they can find. Subliminal messages. Remember, the serpent was more subtle than all the beasts of the field? Well, who are the children of the serpent, and do they carry his characteristics? Are they not subtle? Do they not give you little messages? Just this couple riding along in a Ford product, and it's a black man and a white woman. You gonna take that, white Israelite? You gonna accept that into your life? Are you? To watch a football game, a large bunch of Negroes playing with a ball, with just a few white people scattered here and there. You gonna take that? You gonna find that acceptable in your life? How can you do that? It is beyond me, because I don't look through it through my earthly eyes. I look at that as what it was in the package, because Yahweh has given me spiritual discernment, and I'm not going to watch the works of the devil and say, oh, it's all right, it's just sports. No, it's not just sports. It's not. These people have great power, and they have great power because we let them have great power. We will compromise in order to watch a silly game played by grown men and sit through all that sin that they're pumping into our homes. We will allow that. Well, no, not me. Not me. I watched enough to get intel on the enemy's actions, and then I turned it off. You have to do recon in order to counter the enemy's moves. I had no interest in the football game. I couldn't care less. I wanted to see what they were putting out so I could do the show and comment on it and do a sermon on it. Because I knew what it was going to be, basically. And I was right. It was a work of the devil. The mighty are falling. This too shall be destroyed when Yeshua Messiah returns. There will be no more purveying of sin. It will be destroyed. It will not be permitted. We as individual Israelites now, if we are of Yahweh, should not permit it in our lives on a one-to-one personal basis. Don't wait for Yeshua to come and destroy it. Turn it off on your own. The more devilishness you see, the harder it is in your life, in this world, to be a set-apart Israelite that follows the commandments and laws and feast days of Yahweh. And you're not going to get the blessings you deserve if you're spending half your time in the camp of the enemy. You're going to have to choose. Didn't say it was going to be easy being an Israelite and a child of Yahweh. Never said that. There's all kinds of temptations in this world. But you're going to have to make a choice. I've made mine. What's that make me? It makes me a sinner saved by grace. But at least the Holy Spirit has opened my eyes and I can see when somebody's trying to dump a garbage can full of filth on me, and I can avoid it. Whew. I don't like to get too upset, but I do get upset at the gullibility of my brothers and sisters that are allowing this kind of thing in their lives. And I can't figure out why. You claim to be a Yahweh. But you'll eat the dainties of the devil. The little deceptions. And the mighty own these networks. And the mighty own the companies that are putting ads on these networks. And you look around at what's going on, and the foundations of the mighty are crumbling, and the mighty are in process of falling. And if you have anything to do with them, you will fall also. going to have to choose. Oh, I know that. That's hard. It's not much fun. Too much like work. Turn off the football game and read scripture? No. Oh, it's all in fun. No, it's not. Not fun to the adversary. It's deadly serious business with him, polluting your minds, damaging your spirit by what they are purveying. These are acts of the Edomites. Doesn't matter whether they've got Khazars or they're Ashkenazi or they're Sephardic or whatever. They're all part of Edom. They're all part of modern day Jewry, which is Talmudism and Babylonian pagan worship. And they're all the enemy. No matter what name they use, no matter how they try to hide, their hidden treasures will be revealed, as it said in Obadiah. This is one of their treasures, their treasured television networks. And they call it television programming for a reason. Whether it's on TV or the internet or pay-per-view or... doesn't matter. It's all the same. It's all evil. It's all sin. We have to stop it as individuals. I can't make you do any of these things. I'm not under the delusion that I have any kind of power. I have no power. Yahweh has the power. You, as an individual Israelite, must finally make a decision to come out from among them and be ye separate. And all these little incidences of the mighty putting filth and perversion in your mind need to be stopped by you, not by me. I'm not going to come in your home and turn off your TV. You need to get up out of your chair as an Israelite, blessed by the Holy Spirit, and you need to turn it off. There is nothing worse than being complacent. You cannot accept the football without the baggage that goes with it. You're going to have to get off the fence, quit straddling, and choose Yahweh or choose the world. That's up to you. I mean, I can only do what I can do to exhort you to righteousness by reading the Word. And if the Word does not affect you and bring you over to Yahweh's side, I feel very sorry and I grieve for you. So that's it for Wake Up Call this week. I'll talk to you again next week and see you on the Word for Word show. Praise Yahweh and praise Yahshua, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Shalom Aleichem.
Lift, lift, hip, 2, 3, 4, hip, 2, 3, 4, lift, hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, 2, 3, 4, hip,